When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Iconic bonus episode with me, Danny Pellegrino. I've been alive for 32 years. I've experienced very low lows and very high highs. And those high highs, I mean, they're vast. I have two nieces and nephews. I've been around for their births. One of them's a godson. I've felt the love of a child, which is, you know, seeing a newborn baby's eyes look up at you is really one of those moments you'll never forget. I've been in love. I've been in love twice. One of those times, I'm lucky enough to call the man my fiancé. True love. I've smiled. I've laughed. I've had great meals. One time I had a 5-star Michelin chef cook for me. I mean, some of the best food you could imagine. I've had great sex. I mean, they say when you reach your 30s are your prime, right? I've had great sex. I've had, again, great food, great wine. I've been to wine country and some vineyards that, you know, people dream about. I've made great friends. I've laughed with those friends. I've performed across the country in some of the best venues, and they say a performance high is unrivaled, unparalleled. You know, clapping and people laughing at your jokes. I've experienced that. I've seen other great art. I saw Mary J. Blige perform moments after she announced her divorce. She was on stage singing, laying down with tears in her eyes, singing into the microphone. And it was one of the most powerful experiences in my lifetime. I've seen other great art. I've seen Janet Jackson perform multiple times. I've seen Mariah Carey live. I've been lucky enough to interview idols of mine, talk to idols of mine, meet idols of mine here in LA. I've got two loving parents who've been there for me throughout the years. I've two wonderful brothers who have great wives. And again, they have kids that I've gotten to know and love and cherish. I've experienced a lot of great joy in my life, and I know this week we put out a mental health episode, and I talked about sort of my lows, but I've had a lot of great highs. But none of those highs have quite lived up to the hour and 4 minutes I spent watching Book Club at a matinee in the middle of the day with a glass of white wine and my friend Jenna. I'm still a bit in shock, so I apologize for this recording. I just had to take to my microphone and let you all know that I just had the time of my life. I decided to meet my friend Jenna for a matinee of the movie Book Club, starring Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, Mary Steenburgen, and Candace Bergen. And, you know, we rolled up to the theater. They had a new bar set up and asked if we wanted a glass of wine. We said, yes, two whites. Yes. And we brought him into that theater, sat down amongst a sea of people that were at least 40 years older than us. At least. Minimum, the rest of the crowd was 70 and up. Which, you know, I felt among my people. And the movie started. I settled in thinking, I'm in for a treat. But I didn't know quite what a treat I was in for. And the movie started. Of course, it started with pictures of our four girls photoshopped together in their youths. And I mean, granted, the Photoshop job was something that I could have done on my phone. It wasn't necessarily something a great graphic designer did, but I respected it nonetheless. And then we got a scene of our four girls together drinking wine as my friend and I were in the theater. And that was the start of this roller coaster. this hour and 4 minutes of pure bliss where I smiled ear to ear. My endorphin level was higher than I've ever known, ever higher than any of those times I previously explained, higher than the best sex, higher than falling in love, higher than meeting newborns for the very first time. I laughed, I cried, I cheered, I finished my white wine and got another, and I'd just like to recommend this film, this masterpiece, this experience to all of you. If you're looking for a way to get out of life's troubles for an hour and 4 minutes, if you want to experience life's true joy, if you want to have a good time, if you want to laugh, if you want to make some new friends on screen, and off, I felt like I really connected with the other people that were 70 and plus in the theater. And I just want to say, if you want to experience that, you need to go get your ass to a showing of Book Club. Immediately tell a friend, spread the word. It was fantastic. There were great musical numbers. You know, there's a Catherine McPhee original song that appeared twice, once in the film when Diane Keaton was at a mall in Arizona, and once over the end credits. And you all know I love Catherine over at Open Toes McPhee. You get to hear that song twice. There was other great music. There was a dance number. Mary Steenburgen did some tap dance to Meatloaf, which was, you know, something I never knew that I needed in my life. And something I'll never forget. Candace Bergen has sex with Richard Dreyfuss. Again, something I never knew that I needed. And once I saw it, I don't know how I ever lived without it. Jane Fonda wears a red wig that is both shocking and stunning. She falls in love. There's more green screen work than in any of the Avengers movies. I mean, Captain America and Thor could never do what these women did in this movie because they did so much green screen work. I mean, I was waiting for that guy who played Gollum to pop out and do some character work because half of this movie was filmed in front of a green screen and it was better for it. It was better for it. There was an airplane scene. There was 50 Shades of Grey, both commentary and criticism. There was, and celebration of it as well. There was everything. There was a miniature Clueless reunion where Alicia Silverstone and Wallace Shawn appeared in the same movie. You know, it reminded me of Clueless. I never knew how much Alicia Silverstone looked like Diane Keaton. She does. She plays her daughter in this movie, which I feel went unnoticed in the trailers, or went unadvertised in the trailers. There was just so much to love. You guys, there was so much to love. I didn't want it to end. It was an hour and 4 minutes that I did not want to ever end. And I'm already planning my return to the theater to see it again. I think it was flawless. It was perfect. It was everything we need in this world, everything that's good. There was kitchen porn, you know, on those Nancy Myers movies, how we like beautiful kitchens. There was kitchen porn. There was everything. It was the Sex and the City 3 that we deserve. I mean, they were playing the characters of Charlotte, Samantha, Miranda, and Carrie. They were playing those roles, but in different namesakes, okay, and with different humans occupying those roles, but they were those roles. They were those roles. This was Sex and the City 3. This was it. This is it. You guys, it was so good. Please go see it. And, I had to get that off my chest because I loved it so much. I love you guys all for listening. Please stay tuned. We have some great guests coming up. We have Leslie Grossman. We have Bonnie Hunt. Oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass out when I interview Bonnie Hunt. I can't even. I love you. Please go see Book Club.